Hello, and thanks for being with us here on The New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzamazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about our development as a mankind. We all know the system of conscience that exists in each of us, but according to what we lately hear on the news, conscience has left the building. Every day you have greater and greater scandals and corruption. We'd like to understand, where is it all headed? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, on our previous show, we talked about the conscience, and we understand that something is changing in our times. We especially see it on the younger generation that turn against all the values, everything that was considered moral. And it seemingly seems that they have no conscience. But from our previous talk, we actually understand that there's a new drive that's developing in them to find the truth and to build new, more exalted ideals with respect to it. More exalted than those ideals that served us to this day. And I'd really like for us to keep developing this perception, understanding, because when we look at reality, it seems that everything's breaking, shattering. There's no new ideal, no new source from which we can draw our ideals, morals. And it seems that everything is kind of plunging into chaos. It seems that the previous system is breaking. The fact is that we see more and more corruption and so on. Yeah. So let's try and understand. You talked about some new sources to draw our values from, new ideals that will shine from afar so that we'll be able to orient ourselves towards them. We used to develop through human ideals that we elevated every time more and more from one generation to the next by developing these ideals ourselves. It's like if I were to stand on some foundation and I would elevate it myself. Meaning, in my generation, suppose there are already philosophers, musicians, poets, writers, people that create new things in science, in technique. They're all creating a kind of a new degree for me that I'm drawn to, that I have to use, that I have to adapt myself to. Meaning, that which humanity has created from itself, for me, was an ideal, and this how I grow from one generation to the next, me meaning mankind. And this how I grow, meaning we can never say that there was some kind of an ideal greater than the human level. No, there was also the matter of godliness and religions, but that's above man. It only kept man within a framework. But the ideals we've built ourselves by people that were advanced, social ideals. Yeah, human ideals. And if a person wanted to advance, he used to take that as an example. And really, it was something within his reach, because if others attained it, why can't I? And if I can't, I can't, then others can. But these values weren't something that's beyond human ability. And through the development of our ego, that this is how we've developed, we've reached our current state that starting a few decades ago, we're in a state, well, actually it's, say, from the 1950s, that all the values are completely being shattered. The younger generation disregards and disrespects everything. They're doing it openly. And they're saying that, for me, all of these values are unacceptable. this generation turned to mysticism, traveled around the world. They were searching. Yeah, they were searching out of human nature. They went into religion. They went into ancient, strange cultures, drugs. In short, they were searching. But the search didn't lead to anything. What were people looking for and still are looking for? Inner satisfaction. The will to receive pleasure develops in a person, and if he can't calm that desire down, there are two directions. Either he falls into despair, or that person erupts. And we see these two directions, and also a bit in the middle. We see that either people go into fascism, Nazism, different social organizations that man builds for himself in order to determine the new world. There's also a basis for it in nature. Why does it happen? Because a person wants to unite, to become more round, to feel humanity in this new form that he can taste in fascism. Or he turns to seclusion, disengagement, and this is how we see ourselves to this day. These are as if two lines, the right and the left, and then in the middle, the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed that gives an answer of its own to it. Suppose there's my generation and my children. So I see that in our generation, we still appreciate certain social values, and we're trying to work with respect to them. And we see the younger generation that are shattering them. We see it on the internet. Who looks for classical culture? All those classical creations that suppose I was brought up on and I received satisfaction from. So what is it about my child that causes him not to appreciate? He doesn't have what I have, or he has something that I don't, which is a new will to receive that cannot be satisfied by that music, theater, beautiful literature, and everything. Simply can't. But remains empty. What conscience does he or doesn't he have? His conscience is still unfelt in him. And this is why there are such nihilists, that they don't want to take anything seriously, they're willing to sit at home with their computer, because instinctively they think that if they'll be connected to the world that way, maybe they'll get something out of it. But really, nothing's appealing to them. The will to receive pleasure is not fulfilled by anything. You can't give them anything. Well, they have some music of their own, also forms of theater and dance, but actually besides drugs, sex, and things that have to do with the body. And what about the conscience? Towards what? That's what I'm asking. I see no conscience. Isn't it supposed to develop in a person? It's supposed to, but we still don't see it. He should have a conscience towards what values? That's the question. No? They have none. Then towards what? Only towards money. Money and some control, but that's it. They have nothing else to appreciate. Okay, so where are we headed then as a mankind? We're headed towards a new self-scrutiny, which is what? What is the form of man that we have to attain? Not the cultured man, educated man, not being a big scientist or something, and certainly not a family man, like a robot that constantly doing what he has to do. He has 2.5 children, he has work, he has mortgage, he has things, and he keeps that until he dies, and so do his children. What about morals? What morals? Everything's dead. We only keep all these things because our society has to last out, because otherwise we'll eat each other. So that's exactly my question. We're advancing towards a place where people will literally eat each other, or is something new going to be born that we still can't identify what it is? Undoubtedly, something new is going to be born, and this is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed in this generation. And what is it supposed to give this generation? A new conscience. What is it? Is it something that's supposed to develop in us in the future? A real conscience, a genuine one, for the first time in human history. What is that? That I have to measure myself with respect to all of mankind, where on the one hand, I'm the greatest, and therefore I have to set an example for everyone of how to behave towards everyone in a loving, bestowing, helping way. And on the other hand, I have to feel that I'm the lowest with my beastly nature, that I don't care about anything, I take nothing into consideration, and these are the desires, the urges that exist in my nature. And from these two ends, we'll build the platform on which we are right now, our place, our level, which is minus a lot, and what we have to come to, where we support humanity on a level which is a few degrees higher. It's kind of an improved and up-to-date moral. It is a type of moral and conscience which is absolute. Because here we're talking about two extreme forms of nature, the desire to enjoy at the expense of everyone and the desire to delight everyone at my own expense. And the difference between them is what's called in the wisdom of Kabbalah 125 degrees. I felt that you like depicted two systems, one over the other. The first system is a system of ideals and morals that are social, that people themselves determined, and man's conscience constantly examined itself towards that. Yeah, people, humanity has developed and is still developing in this way. Well, it's no longer developing, but exactly, it's now we're seeing that the system no longer works, and therefore we feel the destruction around us. Now you're describing a new system, more developed, more advanced, that says, there are both new ideals here, a system of new ideals, which is no longer social, and also the conscience, a person's inner mechanism, also is going through a certain upgrade. So, what is that moral system that is replacing the current one? I define it as the system of nature. Before that, it wasn't nature, it was something artificial. Something that we ourselves created for ourselves, degrees of morals, of conscience, and so on. Now we have to examine what our nature, the nature of man is, that it's not us, but it's something that we got from nature. And what does actually nature demand of us? And the difference between these two states, these two degrees, these two levels, we have to position it as the new conscience. Meaning that the new conscience isn't a social one, but it's a spiritual one. Spiritual that's based on the laws of nature. The truth is, what is spiritual morals? Spiritual, it means that which has to be accepted and works and exists in all of society when it's integral, interconnected by absolute laws of connection into one body. That's called godliness, spirituality. Meaning, if I take humanity in its ideal way, where it's connected into one mechanism, like we learn about the system of Adam HaRishon, and then everyone's connected and complete each other. And this is how we advance up to the point where we completely, perfectly complete each other. That system towards me is called spiritual. And the mutual force that exists in it fulfills it, adheres everyone together, roams in it and fulfills it, is called the Creator, the upper force, God. Because I can't determine these values in any other way or in any other place, but only this way. So I built for myself, in the attitude that I depict for myself, in the values that I make, I built the Creator for myself. And therefore in Hebrew, Bore, Creator, comes from the words Bo'e, come and see. And then towards this ideal, towards this system that exists in mutuality inside itself, towards it, I examine my conscience. So I have new values, something that never was in human history, because we always examined ourselves in terms of one degree of the ego with respect to another degree of the ego. And now we're examining our degree of the ego with respect to the degree that is above the ego, which is love, from hatred to love, from reception to bestowal. So the conscience that is developing or that is future to develop in the younger generation is already spiritual. It's a conscience that chooses different things, or only the ideal changes? What is it exactly? We're building a new society here. We're building ourselves anew. Inside the mechanism that we're starting to build between us, we're building a new reality, because our entire life, we depicted the world inside the network of our connections. All of humanity is immersed in certain values, and now that we're building a new attitude, new relations between us, we're already feeling a new reality where we examine and measure everything towards the ideal relations between people, where on the one hand they're all egoists, but on the other hand they connect in a new ideal in order to satisfy their conscience, give it fulfillment. If you can set things straight, I understand that what's new about our times is that a very, very big desire to enjoy at the expense of others developed in mankind. This is the situation. This is what we identify today. Now, besides that, a new system has to develop in man, which is higher than this desire, which is the desire to do good to everyone. So the first desire, we can pretty much identify wanting to enjoy at the expense of everyone else. We can see it every day on the news. Now, the desire to bring pleasure to mankind, to the entire system, this is something that I want to scrutinize in order to understand the perception of the new conscience that you call the spiritual conscience or moral. And if you can please explain what's the difference between the perception that you're describing here as the future perception that we're advancing towards and the cultural, moral perception or religious perception that we know from the past. You said that there's a place that we have to advance towards where all of mankind becomes as one body. It's a kind of a perfect system of relations, the perfect connection between us. That's the future. Yeah. Suppose we are mankind. So if there will be a perfect system of connections between us that will be based not on exploiting each other, but on fulfilling each other, benefiting others. Okay, so suppose this system exists between the three of us. Now, you brought in the Creator. This I don't understand. Very simple. In order to fulfill you, I have to integrate with your desire. Do what? Integrate with your desire. What does this word mean? Otherwise, I won't know how to fulfill you. I have to receive your entire internality, your thoughts and desires in order to fulfill them. The same with respect to Nitsa. I have to receive all of her thoughts and desires in order to fulfill them. And also you towards me and her, everyone from everyone. Yes. And what follows is that we're included of one desire and one thought, building out of our inclusion one desire and one thought that are called the new man. How do you call it? Adam. Why? Because how will you call it otherwise? This puppet that we're building. It has all of our desires, and not only the desires, but also the inclusion, the integration of our desires, and also the integration of our thoughts. So it really comprehends all of us. And then, because it's comprehensive, wanting to fulfill each other, it's perfect. And that's called God. And what does it have to do with the spiritual conscience that has to develop? Everyone has to strengthen it, keep it, support it, and constantly be integrated in it, because our ego is constantly changing and we have to renew it every time. This perfect image. Yeah, that every day we'll have a new God. And where's the conscience here then? What is it? The difference between where and what we are now and what we have to innovate every time, because our ego, our desire, is constantly changing. So the perfect integration between people, that this is the future place that humanity has to develop into, called God, and with respect to this perfect connection, integration, where everyone feels everyone, I start measuring myself as an individual, and so does she, and so on, to the extent to which you're included in this general system. Not me personally, but that I exist in this entire general system. This state is called the end of our correction or adhesion, which is the perfection that we have to develop into. Yeah. Now, what is the engine? Okay, I understand the big goal. Now, going back to our state. Today, that we see that corruption's everywhere, destroying everything, and it seems that we buried the conscience a long time ago, and everyone is dwelled only in their own self-interest. That's advancement. This is exactly what I want to ask about. So how from this place where it seems that everyone completely forgot about the human conscience, right? Because you slaughtered all the sacred cows. Great. From this place, how do we advance to that place, which seems as the complete opposite picture, where not only everyone feels everyone and feels what they think, but also takes everyone into consideration, wanting only to benefit them. It's the complete opposite to what we are now. Right, and with no reward. What will bring mankind there? What will bring us there is the recognition of evil. As much as we wanted to create in history and also in our current state new values towards which we can measure our conscience, we have nothing to learn from it, but our conscience has to be with respect to the ideal degree. And the ideal degree that we can depict in mankind is that we all belong to one body, like cells in our body, that every cell is integrally connected with the rest of the body? What does it give a person in terms of fulfillment, satisfaction? You feel the life of the entire body. And when we will connect this way in our desires and thoughts together, what we feel in this one, what we come to is called the soul. And what we feel in the soul is called God, or the upper force, or the creator. And this is an eternal life, because I'm integrated in everyone, and so is everyone else. And then my beastliness, with all the culture and conscience and everything there was before, is dead. It was simply as the necessary basis in order for me to be able to build the new conscience, new values. I build all this myself. I build the Creator. Therefore, he's called Creator, Bore in Hebrew, from the words Bo'ue, come and see. I build him, and without me, it doesn't exist. Today it seems that people aren't afraid of anything, meaning they don't care to be caught doing some crime and sit in prison. People don't care that they'll be punished by God for what they did, meaning not on the moral level, not on the social level, not on the religious level. No threat or intimidation can keep the ego. Man is right. It says about that, go to the craftsman who made me. Did I create these values in me? No. Did I create this conscience? No. It was all done by nature. I got it all from nature. Okay, if nothing intimidates a person, no dogmas, no nothing. In the future state that you're describing, where man becomes a perfect man because he's perfectly connected with everyone else, what keeps him? His ego, his fulfillment, his greatest achievement. That's called the true conscience. That I'm not the worst beast, but I measure myself with respect to the Creator. That I'm like the entire system. That by sustaining it, I'm equal to the entire system. That's something. It's not being some kind of a musician, or some felon, or rich, or something. But it's to be like God. That I'm the owner of the system. This future conscience is based on intimidation, promises for the next world. What is it based on? On the biggest ego. Can you explain? Anyone greater than his friend, his desires are greater than his, as it says. What gives a person the strength to function in this situation? I acquire the entire system. I become God. Do you understand this? I become God. No. If I'm integrated in the system and I sustain it, then I attain the force, the power. I attain everything that exists in the system. And so can you attain that, and so can she. And no one is standing in the way of the others. But I attain that. I swallow the whole of creation inside myself. That's the greatest possible ego. It's called 620 times greater. And this is how we'll advance. And here, really, the conscience will determine what to do. There's no more than that. We'll get there. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. We have to think a lot about the things you told us today, because it sounds like a real revolution in our perception that really turns upside down everything that we're used to, that we aspire for, that we measure our achievements in life towards. Can you give us one sentence that we can think about in order to better understand everything that you told us about today, about our future conscience? What is it? Only man towards society, from which man attains his values and measures his conscience towards the Creator, where the Creator is the completely corrected society. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.